With Talking Travel, I'm Megan Steer. This week on Talking Travel, we're going to one of the world's most alluring countries, South Africa. From its white sandy beaches to vast mountain range, its spectacular opportunities for catching a glimpse of your most favourite animals on safari, to wine tasting in Stellenbosch, the home to many South African vineyards. Cape Town's cosmopolitan and vibrant culture entices many, as does its prominence of the history of South Africa. There really is something for everyone, so why not go and explore? What to do? Explore the history of Nelson Mandela at Robben Island, just off the coast of Cape Town. Regular tours are available, departing from Cape Town waterfront, consisting of a ferry to and from the island, and a tour of historical sites which form part of the Robben Island Museum, including the maximum security prison and Nelson Mandela's cell. Or take a hike up Table Mountain or Lion's Head and appreciate the spectacular views over Cape Town. For those who don't fancy a hike, there is nothing stopping you experiencing these views, with the option of taking a cable car up and down, which runs throughout the day. Or why not get your heart racing with an adrenaline-rushing activity? You can go shark cage diving and experience just being inches away from a great white shark, or have a go at the largest bridge bungee in the world, throwing yourself 216 metres off Blaauwgrens Bridge. What to see? High on the must-see lists of anyone planning to visit South Africa is the Garden Route. Spanning just over 200 kilometres, covering vast ranges of wildlife, outdoor activities and vegetation, the views on offer are truly breathtaking. For the ultimate safari experience, you must visit Kruger National Park, one of Africa's largest game reserves and home to a high density of wild animals, including the Big Five. When to go? South Africa really is a year-round destination. Whilst the Cape offers beautiful blue skies and warmth during its summer months, between November and February, if you'd rather a cooler climate, with plenty of opportunity to whale watch, you'd be better off visiting between July and November. In the north, it can often be rainy during the summer months, providing ideal conditions for bird watching, whilst the cooler months of winter, from May to September, brings brilliant conditions for safari. With Talking Travel, I'm Megan Steer.